Okay, good morning. Thanks for coming to hear me. I'm located up in on the central coast of California, principally around Monterey. This area is primarily a cool season vegetable producing area, although we have about 100 different commodities there, including wine, grapes, and strawberries. But it's very intensive agriculture. Our net sales, our gross sales are about $2.5 billion a year. So you can imagine the inputs of nutrients that we have in these systems are very intensive. In lettuce, for example, the principal cool season vegetable crop, we often have two or three plantings every season. With each one, we have high applications of nitrogen fertilizer. Let's see. So this is a map of that growing region in Monterey County. And let me work this pointer. Here's the Monterey Bay, and it's about 50 miles long. And we have vegetable production all along here. In 2001, our water agency up there conducted a study of the nitrate levels in the groundwater, looking at the existing wells. And groundwater is not only used for irrigation, but it's our principal water source for drinking water, too. What they found was many of those wells were contaminated with nitrate nitrogen levels above the drinking water standard of 10 parts per million of nitrate N. So everywhere that it's red or yellow, it's either above or at the drinking water standard. And we would assume that the high use of fertilizers over the years and these vegetables are very sensitive to deficits in soil moisture. So the tendency of growers is to irrigate with extra amounts of water, so you get a pretty good leaching fraction to move this nitrogen into the groundwater. So why is it so hard to manage water and nitrogen in lettuce? This is a profile of the soil of a lettuce crop, and this is iceberg lettuce, about 2 weeks or 10 days before harvest. And let's see if I can work that pointer here. So this is the first foot here, and you can see some of the roots here. Not too many roots down deep. We mapped it, and these dark colors represent high numbers of roots per 10 square centimeters. And essentially, we have 90% of the root system in those top 10 inches of the soil profile. So nitrate doesn't have to move very far to get beyond that root system. We also, in that same profile, map the nitrate distribution under lettuce. And this is shows where the drip tapes are on the beds. And the dark color is where you have your high concentration of nitrate in the soil profile at the end of the crop. So very low amounts of nitrogen where the root system is taking up nitrogen, and then a lot of nitrogen moves below the root system. So that's sort of the situation growers have to deal with. Very shallow-rooted crop. This crop takes up about 140 pounds of nitrogen per acre in 60 to 70 days. So we can't have very low soil nitrate levels if that crop's going to get that much nitrogen in it in such a short time. We also have done surveys of water use of various vegetable fields. So on the bottom here is the field numbers. So we looked at 12 different fields. And we put flow meters on the irrigation systems to monitor the irrigation practices of the growers and evaluated how much water you're applying relative to the consumptive demand of the crop for water, or we say crop ET. So if they were being really good irrigators, they would put 100% of the consumptive use. But you see, on average, we have about 180% of the consumptive use is being applied. So much more water than the crop can actually use. We have some fields up to 300% of the water needs of the crop growers are applying. Now, why do they apply so much water? Because lettuce is very sensitive to soil moisture stress. When you get to about 30 centibars of tension, that's the time to irrigate. I know for a lot of agronomic crops, you can take them to much higher soil moisture tensions, but if you go to 60 centibars of tension for any prolonged period with lettuce, we reduce the yields. So we end up with frequent and often high applications of water. So in 2008, as many of you know, nitrogen fertilizer prices went up pretty significantly, and it got growers' attention about how much money they were spending on nitrogen. So a large shipping company, processor, shipper of lettuce, gave me a call about working with their growers to try to demonstrate if we could use less nitrogen fertilizer. Their primary interest was to reduce costs of fertilizer, but they also know there's some impending regulations coming. So they want to sort of come up with practices that growers could practically use, you know, on a commercial basis to reduce their nitrogen inputs. So the two management practices that we have a lot of experience with in extension is using the quick nitrate soil test, which is widely used in the Midwest, but has been adapted for vegetable systems in the West. And we have shown that if you have 20 parts per million of nitrate N in the top foot of the soil in a vegetable field, you can skip fertilizer application. There's essentially 85 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen, and that's enough to take that crop for a number of weeks without any reduction in yield. So we often, because we have two crops or three crops in a season, we have a lot of residual nitrogen, mineral nitrogen, because we don't harvest all the crop. We leave a lot of biomass in the field, and so often we're returning 50, 60 pounds of nitrogen into the soil, so a lot of residual N, and so if you're following a crop, you can often skip some of those fertilizer applications. The other tool that's very critical if we're going to minimize nitrate leaching is a way to match the water needs of the crop with the irrigation applications, and the best way is to use a weather-based irrigation scheduling system. Fortunately, in California, we have about 120 weather stations all throughout the growing region of California. It's a system called CIMIS, California Irrigation Management and Information System. The data from these weather stations, which are located on supposed to be well-watered grass or pasture, that data is sent to a central location and available on the web for any grower free of charge. You can set up your own account and have the data emailed to you for the weather station you have interest in. And now they have a recent improvement where they use satellite imagery to give you a 2-kilometer resolution in the what's called the reference ET data. It's been fairly challenging though for vegetable growers to figure out how to make use of CIMIS because you get data that's from a reference crop. So that would be a crop that has full canopy, which would be grass, and you have to adjust it with a what's called a crop coefficient to the crop of interest, here being lettuce. And you can see how the canopy for the first 30 days is quite minimal in lettuce. And then between 30 days and 65 days, we have this rapid increase in canopy. Now, in that first 30 days, would suggest you wouldn't need much water. But in fact, growers often apply quite a bit of water in that first 30 days because you do lose water after you irrigate through evaporation. So there is a model that sort of simulates the crop coefficients for lettuce. It was developed by Gallardo in 1996, published paper. We essentially just adapted that model into a spreadsheet program so we could develop the crop coefficients for lettuce on a daily basis. So for example, this is the crop coefficient. These are the days after planting. You can see every time they irrigate, we lose a lot of water by evaporation, so that crop coefficient goes up. But as you're between irrigations, that crop coefficient can be quite low because the canopy cover is very low. And then we have this rapid increase in canopy cover, that crop coefficient goes up above one. So that's how we use that to take that CIMIS data and come up with a irrigation scheme that matches the crop water use. So the challenge I had was to demonstrate these practices in a real field situation. And if you think about doing small plot trials, you know, if things don't work out, you know, you just say, well, we'll do another trial. But these were fields that were ranging from 4.5 to 11 hectares in size. So the value was $100,000 to $200,000. And my challenge was to set up a trial where we had treatments, the grower's standard versus the best managed practices in a replicated situation. So we divided that field up into 6 strips. Essentially 3 blocks, each assigned either the grower's practice or our combination of using the quick nitrate test and CIMIS crop ET. We relied on the grower's method of irrigating and fertilizing. So if they use drip irrigation or sprinklers, we went with that. We didn't change the material they were using. Everything they were doing and their limitations we had to deal with. So if they had to do a fungicide application, we had to come in there and wait with our irrigation. So this just shows you the 5 trials we ran over the 2 years, different irrigation systems, different soil types. This is the water we applied, comparing the standard with the BMP. And we were able to save, on the average, 16% of the water use by using the crop ET method and taking into account all the limitations that we couldn't always irrigate when we wanted to. As far as fertilizer application, we were able to reduce it by 61 kilograms per hectare by using that quick nitrate test. It came out to about an $80 savings per hectare. Now, when we looked at soil nitrate levels, despite reducing that nitrogen significantly compared to the grower, we had similar soil nitrate levels. These were the average for the crop cycle. So you see, it was about 26 parts per million nitrate N. The uptake, which was the previous slide, was also similar. As far as yields, we did both small plot and commercial harvests, and on average we were within 97% of the grower standard in the small plots, and in the commercial harvest we were right there with the grower. So did we improve or did we reduce nitrate leaching by using this type of best management practices? We use these suction lysimeters to monitor the nitrate levels in the soil during irrigation events, and I'll just show you one of those irrigation events. We used less water using the BMP. This is during one irrigation compared to the grower. Crop ET was similar. But there was higher percolation, we would estimate, under the grower practice. And these were the nitrate concentrations that we found in our leachate, and so we could calculate our leaching amounts. And we would estimate we had about a third of the leaching by using the crop ET practice. So in summary, I think growers can use evapotranspiration to guide lettuce irrigation, and then if you use this good irrigation practice, in the combination of looking at soil nitrate levels, you do have the possibility to save water, save fertilizer, and minimize nitrate leaching. So, happy to answer any questions.